Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Leading holistic health and lifestyle educator and author, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, reveals her favorite methods to detoxify and rejuvenate the body and why it's so necessary. For over 40 years, Dr. Susan has been teaching people worldwide about the importance of year-round detoxification to keep the body healed, healthy, youthful, and energetic. She even custom designs programs for many of her clients and leads worldwide workshops on this very topic. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Excited to learn more about why it's so important to stay detoxified, especially now it's springtime, how to know if I'm in need of a detox program, and simple, yes, simple ways to keep my body detoxified and rejuvenated all year long. And by the way, she covers a whole lot on the program today, much more in detail on the whole body detoxification in detail, much more than we have time to talk about today in a book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. That's on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, great topic today. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. It's lovely to be with you. This is one of my most favorite topics that I started to learn about when I was a teenager from my grandmother, who taught me way back then all the benefits of keeping your body detoxified, and it's a topic that should be of interest to everyone.
Well,
I'm excited about this.
It touches everybody, and you could probably figure from the open, I've got a lot of questions, so I have two legal pads here, one with my questions, one a blank one that I can write down the answers. Let's start with the very basics, as we usually do. A brief physiology 101 on your body's detoxification system, how a toxic environment affects our health and vitality.
Well, yep, that's a great place to start. So, you know, in case you're not aware, there's an epidemic sweeping America. I refer to it as internal toxic pollution, because most people suffer from chronic disease and loss of health, not only as a direct result of unhealthy conditions environmentally, but internally as well, within the human body. And Rick, we often think of health as the absence of disease, but is this really health? Are we healthy one day and then all of a sudden sick the next? There's a plethora of evidence that demonstrates that health or sickness is a process that develops over a period of time. Often it can be years, and it's based right at a cellular level. And, you know, just a little physiology class right here briefly. Your body, your miraculous body given to you by God, is made up of approximately 40 trillion cells. And cells of the same ilk join together, and then they form organs, tissue, bones, blood, etc. And each cell is constantly in the process of dying and being replaced. And each cell receives nutrition and also expels toxic waste and toxins, and all of this must be eliminated from the body in a timely manner. But when your cells are deficient in nutrients or maybe overpowered with toxins and waste, then cellular malfunction begins, and thus, as my grandmother taught me, the slow decline in the level of health until one day a disease state is recognized by the manifestation of different symptoms. So you don't just get sick overnight. It can be weeks, months, and years when your body is not continually detoxified.
Interesting. It builds up over time. That's why this program today is so important. All the information you'll find on Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. Topic today, detox and rejuvenate. That's a great foundation. Now, how do you know if you need to detoxify your body? Are there signs that we should be watching for?
Well, we all do need to stay detoxified, because this is the real sad truth. There are thousands of toxic chemicals all around us. What? So they're pesticides in foods, chemicals in our water, pollutants in the air we breathe, even common cosmetics that women and sometimes men use are full of chemicals. So So we eat, we breathe, we drink and live in a soup of daily toxic chemicals. However, one of the greatest health secrets that my grandmother taught me is that we have control over the pollution in our bodies. If you keep a balanced and clean internal environment, you're not going to succumb to the toxic buildup so prevalent in most people's bodies. In fact, and because I've studied this for decades, and I have the complete detox rejuvenation program in both Wired for High Level Wellness and then the mental detox in my Uplifted book. But those who cleanse regularly look and feel younger, are much healthier, and live a longer life than those who ignore the need to cleanse internally. And we'll go over exactly what that looks like in the next few minutes.
With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Topic today, detox and rejuvenate, springtime cleanse for your body and mind. Touched on this and it's so important. What are the symptoms? Are there signs that we should watch for of toxic buildup in the body that we can easily notice, a sort of a warning sign, a red flag that, okay, there's a potential problem here?
All right. So if you're eating a meal or a snack right now, you might want to stop eating while we go through some of these symptoms. But the following are some of the possible symptoms of toxic buildup in your body. It could be everything from, and they're more than this, but I'll keep it as brief as I can, everything from constipation, chronic yeast infections, brittle hand and toenails, frequent colds, weight gain, acne, pale, dry skin, mood swings, depression, low sex drive, lack of concentration, impaired short-term memory, sleeping problems, frequent headaches, urinary tract infections, arthritic bone pains, or rheumatism, allergies, lots of gas and flatulence, bloating, weakness, chronic fatigue, lack of energy. These are just to name a few.
Oh, wow.
So I know a lot of people listening are thinking, oh my gosh, I think I might be very toxic on the inside.
Well, and those are all signs to watch for. Let's talk about the impact of an unhealthy diet. You mentioned a diet so important. So many things we eat contain ingredients we can't pronounce, pesticides, that type of thing. How about unhealthy diet, the relationship to that, to digestive health and overall wellness?
Okay, so diet, and I want to talk a little bit about the digestive system here. So keep this in mind. We are in charge of what we eat. Nobody shoves the food down our throat. But be aware that our modern diets are to blame for many of the most common ailments because people, Rick, are digging their graves with their knives and forks and are making life and death decisions every time they sit down to a meal or a snack. And the bottom line about disease is that it often occurs as a result of an unhealthy lifestyle, and that's that, you know, that's more than just what you eat, but it's, do you exercise? Are you always stressed out? Do you sleep? Do you drink enough water? And when you have an unhealthy lifestyle, it causes the body to become what? Sluggish, congested, acidic, and polluted. And antibiotics, excess sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, and over-the-counter drugs can all alter your acid-alkaline balance of your beautiful intestinal tract. And that often kills the beneficial bacteria and creates the perfect environment for harmful microbes to grow. And if you don't have good or friendly bacteria to keep them in check, these bad bacteria can eventually overrun our body and severely depress our immune system. And to get a little bit more graphic, so you might want to stop eating if you're eating, there's a mucoid plaque that's a slimy, gel-like substance that covers the inner lining of your intestines and your bowel. And the plaque harbors toxins and interferes with nutrient absorption. And the colon is known to hold up to 30 or more pounds of old matter that can be packed with undigested foods and disease-promoting bacteria. Now, if that's not enough there, you add to that that parasites are a toxic menace and can wreak havoc on the body, because when faulty digestion keeps food from being properly processed and sent out of the body, undigested food can remain in the body and create fermentation and putrefaction. And this also causes parasites and germ life to develop. I know this because I have a lot of friends that do colonics on people, and they tell me the stories of what comes out of different people when someone gets a colonic. But parasites thrive in an unhealthy, unclean colon. And if the bowel contains lots of partially digested protein, sugars, starches, it can harbor an alarming variety of parasites. And these range in size from microscopic organisms to, you've probably heard of this, tapeworms 15 inches long. So you keep that in mind. And you know Elvis and John Wayne, Elvis, according to the research I've done, had about 70 extra pounds of fecal matter in his body when he passed away. John Wayne had, I've read 30 and I've read 40 pounds. This isn't what you want to keep in your body. We want to keep the body cleansed year-round.
Now, if you're thinking, okay, Dr. Susan, finish that answer. It's safe to finish lunch. Not so fast. The next question, we're going to revisit some of these. What are the channels of elimination in the body? And then I guess part of that, some of the benefits of doing a thorough body cleanse.
So let me answer the second one before the channels of elimination. So what can you expect if you do a cleanse? Here are, because I've worked with people for decades on this, here are some of the benefits of cleansing and detoxifying the body. You'll have a flatter abdominal area, relief from bloating and constipation, clearer thinking, a greater sense of well-being, a much stronger immune system, improved digestion, better sleep, more youthful appearance, healthier looking skin. Obviously, all that brings more energy. You'll have more confidence. And I like to say this in my workshops I give around the world, that internal cleansing can dramatically improve the quality of your overall health. And it's also, Rick, one of the best ways to break any bad food habits you might have, like always salting foods, being addicted to white sugar and white flour products and sodas. Because when your colon and liver are clear of excess toxins and waste, it frees up energy to be used by the rest of the body. And it also helps the liver and intestinal tract to manufacture nutrients as well as absorb them from your food much more efficiently. And this supports healing, repair, and maintenance of the body. And you did say, what were the four channels of elimination?
Yes.
So that's a good one. The body must eliminate large amounts of waste products from our systems daily. Or, Rick, we will die if we get too toxic. So the bowels, the lungs, the kidneys, and the skin. And yes, the skin is an organ, but those are the four channels of elimination. Each of these organs ideally should release about 2 pounds of toxins per day. So therefore, our skin is responsible for getting rid of a fourth of our bodily toxins every day. And if the skin is not doing its job, the kidneys, the lungs, and the bowel will have to work extra hard to get rid of the toxins. And in a little bit, I'll talk to you about a little more about skin and dry skin brushing.
That's interesting. You wouldn't think of the skin as being a source of elimination, and that's exactly one of the four that you just mentioned. I'm going to take a break. Here's so much more to talk about. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, her website, SusanSmithJones.com, Twitter, at Susan Smith Jones. Of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the topic, detox and rejuvenate, and we're back with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Susan Smith-Jones, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about detox and rejuvenate springtime cleanse for your body and mind. Dr. Susan, how often should we undertake a detox program, and what can we expect? Many people will be trying for the first time. What are the expectations?
So that's a great question, two questions. And just so you know, I just don't help people do this. I've done this. I'm dedicated to doing this year-round. And for the past four-plus decades, I usually do this 1 day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, usually three, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 10 days with each change of season. And every 2 to 3 years, I might do a 30 to 40-day cleanse. I engage in some type of detox cleanse program to do just what we've been talking about,
yes,
to preclude a toxic buildup in my body, try to keep me vibrantly healthy. Maybe this is one of the reasons I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 40 years.
Wow.
I'm just never sick. And it's not that I'm in perfect health every single day, but I'm in pretty good health. And as you mentioned up front, is that for decades I've helped create custom tailored cleanses for people. But there are some simple things everyone can do. What can you expect? It depends on how toxic is your body, how long do you choose to cleanse. During the detox, Rick, you might feel a little bit more tired than usual. If that's the case, just make sure to get more rest. Some people report having more energy. Others have broken out with rashes on the skin, because remember, the skin is one of the body's biggest eliminative organs. But the rashes, the little pimples, go away in a few days, but not everyone will get that. Some have a slight fever or a headache, which is a sign that your body's doing the house cleaning. Most people release lots of mucus during a cleanse. You'll discover that you're doing a lot of
yes,
a lot of that. Or if you look up, if you look at the toilet bowl in the bathroom, you might see a lot of mucus there after you use it. But that's a good thing. Others might have a mood swing or depression, but at the end of the detox, I guarantee you will feel lighter. You'll be more peaceful. You'll certainly feel in more control over your body, and you'll experience an increase in self-esteem and confidence.
So much great information here and much more on Dr. Susan's website. The website is SusanSmithJones.com, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back and talk about skin. Get specific now on skin health, looking younger. Talk about skin, how it reveals our health, and how to make it glow.
How to make it glow. Yes. Well, depending on your size, all of your skin weighs about 6 pounds and covers an area of about, again, depending on your size, 2 square yards. It's the largest organ in the body, and it's the major area for elimination of toxic waste from our systems. And I don't know if you know this, but it's also been called the third kidney because it works closely with the kidneys to help release uric acid. And something that will make your skin really glow, and I learned about this as a teenager. I've been doing it ever since. And by the way, it's all detailed in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and in Uplifted, but also on my website in the navigation bar. If you go to webinars, I have a very detailed, I think it's 90 minutes, a very detailed webinar all about whole body detox and cleanse. So, and I have pictures and it's full color. You'll like that. But skin brushing is one of the best ways to detoxify the skin and promote good circulation. And I would say make a commitment for 30 days to do skin brushing. So what does that mean? That means with skin brushing, that you first of all, you've got to have a brush, and you want it to be natural vegetable fibers, not one made from nylon or synthetic material. And then you brush before you shower or bathe. You don't, that we're not saying get in the shower, run the shower, use a loofah. You do dry skin brushing. And if you doubt this works, just put a dark colored towel, like a dark green, a black, a dark gray, put it on your bathroom floor, take your clothes off. You want to go in circular motions towards your heart. So start at your feet, your legs. Get every area except the privates, probably not under the arms, not your face. It's too strong for that. And it will look like you've got dandruff. You'll see all the skin cells floating down on the towel. And it's remarkable how this simple thing that takes about 60 seconds improves circulation, gets off all the dead skin cells, helps your body eliminate toxins through the skin much better. So I got to remember that you brush the dry skin rather than wet. That's very important. It does a much better job at removing the dead skin cells and toxins. And after 30 days of doing this, in 1 month, your skin will look and feel at least 10 years younger with this daily dry skin brushing routine. So if you look at my webinar on my website for the whole body cleanse, you'll see pictures of the dry skin brush, and you want to get one with a long handle so you can go up and down your back.
Such great information here. So just 30 days, you'll see results, and the skin will look younger. If I did it for 60 days, would that set my body clock back, my skin clock back like 20 years?
You'll get closer and closer.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just think, you'll look like a teenager in about 6 months.
Well, I was going to say about a year and a half, maybe I could get to that level, but it's great information. And the skin, we sort of take the skin for granted, don't we? We don't pay a whole lot of attention to it, and it's very important to a health functioning lifestyle that we're talking about on the program. Let's talk about in the book you list 12 steps to an easy body detox and rejuvenation. Let's talk about this. I like the word easy. That's always something that I can relate to in my treatment process. Give us 12 steps to an easy body detox and rejuvenation program.
Yes, yeah. So let's start. One will be organization. You know, I often talk to you about that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day, right?
Yep.
Well, the first day of a detox program sets the tone for the entire regimen.
Okay.
So do what you need to do to get ready. Like maybe you shop for the best foods you're going to eat, a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. Maybe you get some detox teas, have a good source of purified water, get a dry skin brush. They cost usually about $9.95. You can get them online or at beauty shops or my local market sells them. Get whatever you need. I highly recommend to get something called Blue Magic. If you go to my website, put Blue, M-A-J-I-K. It's a purified, organic, raw source of phycocyanin, one of nature's richest antibiotics, with hundreds of studies done worldwide on how it detoxifies all those four channels of elimination, and especially the liver, keeps your skin glowing, boosts your immune system, destroys free radicals. So I make sure every day of the year I take my Blue Magic capsules and or powder. But I also, if I'm doing a cleanse, I'll double the amount I take. So start with getting organized.
And then let's talk about diet. I'm sure that that's in there to make sure that we're prepared for the liquids, the food we need. Talk about what diet we should have, what food we should be eating to get started.
And not eating, too. So
well, yes.
I give you lots of samples of what you could do. You know, you could do a juice fast. You could do green smoothies. You could do just raw food. There are different ways you can do this depending on how toxic you think you might be, how long you're going to do it, what your lifestyle is like. But But I always say this, at least, at the very least, when you're on a cleanse, you want to adopt a plant-based diet with as many raw or living foods as possible, because these fresh, colorful foods take stress off the digestive system because they're high in water content. So you want to make sure that you emphasize lots of leafy greens, because they're the most detoxifying and rejuvenating foods, because they're rich in chlorophyll. That's the green color in the foods, which is a very impressive detoxifier for the body. And then maybe consider getting, you know, go to the tea section of your store. You can get some detox teas. If you don't have a juicer, it might be a good thing to think about getting a juicer, and so you could juice every day. I do recommend organic detox teas that are available in any health food store, because you want your colon to function well, too. If you're not going to just do a juice fast or a green smoothie, you know, if that's all you're going to,
yes.
If you're going to eat food, then try to find some fermented vegetables like the sauerkraut or the kimchi, and a couple tablespoons of that, not just when you cleanse, but literally every day, is a really good way to keep a lot of that mucoid plaque, that slimy gel-like substance that covers that inner lining of the intestines and bowel, at a minimum. So remember, bottom line is you want to go plant-based, and it's really good to have as much fresh juice as possible. Fresh, healthy, a lot of green juices, and I'm not saying fruit juice. Maybe you add a little apple or carrot to make something taste a little bit better than pure green. But the healthier you are, the more your body desires healthy foods. That's why I said a few minutes ago that when you do a cleanse, it's one of the best ways to break food habits, like salting foods or drinking sodas being addicted to white sugar and white flour.
And all this information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, also in her books, Uplifted, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Before the conversation's over, we'll give you information where the books are available. You can buy the companion set that we just mentioned, but all of this on her website. You'll list supportive environment. Talk about why that's so important to getting started and doing the right thing.
So I love that question, because I believe, Rick, that just as your body is your temple, your God-given temple, your home is also your sanctuary, or it should be. So I think during a cleanse is a great time to find simple ways to declutter your surroundings, you know, to cleanse your environment while you're cleansing your body. And always remember to make your bedroom a peaceful haven for quality rest time, starting with a good hypoallergenic mattress pad, clean, fresh bed sheets. I recommend that the day you start or the day before, put clean linens on your bed. Make it a beautiful sanctuary for you. I also say remove your footwear. I always do this before I enter my home, because that helps to avoid distributing a host of environmental toxins around the house on the soles of your shoes.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, yeah, a lot of people don't think about
that. Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't even think about that.
Think about what you step on outside, and regularly open your windows to improve the indoor air quality, which is comprised often of off-gassing of the carpets, conventional cleaning products, fabrics on household furniture. And when you do a cleanse, you want to go outside and do deep breathing with fresh, clean air a few times a day. And if possible, get 10 to 20 minutes of healing sunshine on as much of your skin as possible. If you have privacy in your yard, then go out in your birthday suit, although it's best to avoid the midday sun. And we've talked about this many times before. You want to go barefoot on the natural earth. You want to do earthing. And remember, on my website, if you go to in the navigation bar to favorites, the first entry is on earthing, also called grounding, and I have that wonderful hour documentary by scientists and medical doctors on the incredible healing benefits of doing a little bit of earthing every day. So these are all good things to do during the cleanse.
And this is not something you're doing on your own. As you can tell, Dr. Susan is there with you. All this information on our website. It's like having a coach right there to help you and to guide you through this the same way she has done with thousands of clients worldwide over the last several decades in working with them. What's the role of water and hydration in all of this?
All right, Rick, that's a good one, because 70% of Americans are dehydrated. And if you drink a lot of coffee and sodas and alcohol, those all dehydrate your body. So, and keep in mind, we've talked about this before, our cells, our bodies, our cells, and our planet Earth, they're all 70% water. That's no coincidence. And each day we need to drink at least 8 glasses of purified water. On my website in the search bar, put alkaline water. I've got several articles I write about that, why that's my beverage of choice. But also during the cleanse, besides drinking a lot of water, you want to drink some good herbal teas. I would say drink some green tea. And hibiscus is really good for blood pressure. Lemon balm and chamomile have no caffeine in them, and they're wonderful to keep your body calm and relaxed. Hydration would be, we talked about making fresh juice, or if you buy it, you don't buy pasteurized juice. You go to a juice shop and get fresh juice, although it's so much better to have your own juicer. So diluted fruit juice and vegetable juice, herbal tea, they can all count towards this water tally. But remember, the coffee, caffeinated teas, colas, alcoholic beverages don't count because they're dehydrating. And don't forget, always carry a good bottle with you to encourage you to drink more water. What do I recommend? I'm going to put you on the spot right now. What do I recommend putting in your bottle of water that you can stay there for a couple days?
Maybe a lemon?
Lemon's great, but cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon sticks. Okay.
Remember, because why cinnamon? It gives the water a faint flavor note. It's great for your immune system. It balances out your blood sugar level, and that tight curl of a stick in about 1.5 to 2 days slowly opens up. You've probably never seen an opened up cinnamon stick. And then I transfer that stick from glass to glass or bottle to bottle. And then after 2 days, I either throw it away or put it down in the soil. And then I put a new cinnamon stick in my water. It's a great conversation piece, too. If you're walking around with a bottle of water people see the cinnamon stick, they're going to ask you about it. And they'll be so impressed with how smart you are about how to detoxify and rejuvenate the body.
I am so glad to hear about cinnamon. I'm getting so tired of putting that lemon in every day. This will give me a little diversity now in my diet as I'm drinking my water. You have
And by the way, your lemon answer was just perfect. That was perfect, because lemon, even though it's acidic to the taste, acid, it once you digest it, it's alkaline in the body, and we want our body to be more and more alkaline rather than getting into metabolic acidosis that causes lots of toxins to stay in the body. We've had a whole show on metabolic acidosis before, but the lemon is very alkalizing and rejuvenating and detoxifying. And I go through at least 3 lemons a day. I love my Meyer lemons. Those are my favorite. I try to get them organic whenever possible. And I literally use at least 3 lemons a day, because it's always going in my water.
Well, I'm going to keep the lemon and maybe from time to time work in the cinnamon. I like that. And I can't wait to see what it does as I put it in the water. So I'll get back with
together,
you.
And together,
you know.
Rick.
Oh, well, I guess I could do that. Yeah.
Yes.
I can be daring. Yeah, that's
be bold. Be brave.
Okay, let's push that boundary. Let's go. I'll do both of them and report back with you. Heat therapy is something you talk about. Other than moving to Florida, what else would you suggest?
Yeah, exactly. Well, in these times of water and airborne pollution, toxic chemicals, heavy metals, poor dietary and exercise habits, you know, that those are common. So the therapeutic internal cleansing of regular sweating is critical to maintaining a healthy body. And the easiest key to getting a good sweat is with an infrared sauna. So I'm going to say again, I've got a good search bar on my website. And in the search bar, put in infrared sauna. You can put in earthing. You can put in alkaline water. Put in environmental chemicals. And I'll give you lots of articles that you can read that I've written with good scientific studies. But I believe everyone should have their own personal infrared sauna, even if you live in Florida, because to get a full body sweat in, you know, there are between 400 and 800 toxic chemicals in most people's bodies. But you will reduce that to the minimal amount when you do regular, take regular infrared saunas. And on my website, you can see the difference between an infrared and a traditional and a steam room and the one I've used for 25 years. And it's just an easy way to keep your body detoxified.
That's all at SusanSmithJones.com. Link on by going, of course, to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Meditation, prayer, and rest. Three very important topics there. Talk about those.
Yes. So when you're doing a cleanse, yes, of course, Rick, all of these are important to do year-round, but right now we're focusing on what are you going to do when you cleanse. So find time when you're doing your cleanse for quiet reflection and relaxation during your detox program. Instead of unlimited activity, choose to slow down, smell those flowers, read books, keep a gratitude journal, simplify your life, declutter your living environment. Whenever possible, go outdoors to meditate and pray in the fresh air surrounded by nature. That's really important to do during the cleanse.
How about positive focus? How important is that during this period to stay positive and to stay focused?
Yes, and year-round, of course, but during each day, during your cleanse, take a moment and be grateful for all you have in life. Gratitude, after all, is a great stress buster, and our goal during the cleanse is to take a lot of stress off the miraculous body that God's given you as a gift. Because remember, what you think about consistently brings more of the same back into your life. So focusing on the positive alleviates stress, rejuvenates your body, and transforms your life. And I say, and I'll just add to this, don't give up. I like to read the Bible every day, and here are two of my favorite Bible quotes about not giving up. In Galatians 6:9, I read actually this morning, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And then one of my favorites, very succinctly put in 2 Chronicles 15:7, is be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. So you make a commitment to do the cleanse or whatever else it is in your life, and you be strong and bold and make your word count, make your word gold, don't give up, and your tenacity and perseverance and work will be rewarded.
These 12 steps that Dr. Susan is talking about, steps to take easy body detox and rejuvenation, as you talked about, so important to use throughout our lives as well. The next one, very important as well, exercise and massage. Talk about the importance during the detox process.
Yes, yes. So it's important to work out during a detox program. You don't just lie in bed all day, and you don't have to just stay near the bathroom. That's not what it's about. But especially an aerobic activity like walking will help your circulation. Maybe you do some yoga stretches, other simple movements. So make sure you stay, you know, you stay active, but not, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be training for a marathon. That's not what you want to do. You want to slow down, but stay active. Include walking, one of the most underrated of all activities. And you know, as I always like to tell you, you walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And then during a cleanse is a great time to schedule a good therapeutic massage. If you can find a massage therapist who knows how to do a lymph massage, I studied all of this way back when, decades ago, to help put myself through multiple degrees at UCLA. So I used to do a lot of massage work and Rolfing and shiatsu on people. And you want to, if possible, find someone who knows how to do lymph massage, which will help flush the toxins out of your body. Or maybe at the very least, ask a family member or close friend to give you a foot massage. And then, of course, and that rides tandem with the skin brushing. You try to do that skin brushing every day, you know, before you shower or bathe. But you have to have a good dry skin brush first.
And let's go back to 10 and a list of 12. Susan Smith Jones, our guest on the program. All this on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Toxic detox and rejuvenate. Efficient elimination. Talk about the importance, once again, of that and using all four channels of elimination.
Yes, yes. So what were the four channels? They were bowel, lungs, kidneys, and skin. So the dry skin brushing helps to eliminate toxins out of the skin. I always recommend to get a good, you can find them in all the health food stores or online, get a good detox tea. You can get the tea bags, you can get the loose leaf tea, but that's good to have to help move the toxins out of your colon. You definitely want, go to my website, and I've got links to the Blue Magic and then a product called Renew Me and then, of course, Brain On. Those are three products from the E3 Live company. I have studies about them on my website. Go to Favorites in the navigation bar. Scroll down. Those are three things I take every day, but I double up what I take of them during a cleanse to help the removal of the toxins out of my body. So those are just little extras. And the detox tea you can get easily at a health food store, a lot of grocery stores, or online.
Should we use the buddy system when we do this? Does that help if somebody else we know, a friend, is also detoxing at the same time?
You know what? I like to say detox with a buddy. Having someone to share your experience with is often more comforting and supportive. You know, even if it's somebody who lives in a different state or a different country, but you can always compare notes. So if possible, so you don't feel alone, maybe a family member, a best friend who lives in the neighborhood, but find a detox buddy who will do the cleanse along with you. Then you can compare notes and encourage each other every day. It's not that you have to do that. And if you've got good self-discipline on your own and you don't need to talk to anyone else, you want to keep it to yourself, that's fine. But do whatever that will help keep you in that true commitment.
I love a Zoom detox. You've got something, I think you're starting there. I think this is going to catch on. So you could do that to share this with somebody. You can encourage them. They can encourage you. A few minutes left in the program. We've covered so much on the program today. Dr. Susan, can you sort of maybe wrap things up here? Anything you want to say to sort of put a period at the end of what we've been talking about here to encourage us to get out there, actually do this, and what the results will be?
Yes. Now, and let me also say to you that whoever that Zoom friend is, that you don't really want to bring the smartphone or the iPad or the computer into the bathroom with you. There's just so much you want to share with your cleansing buddy. So be careful about that. And I would probably say in summary that, first of all, know that your body is just miraculous, what it does every single day. And a couple shows ago, we talked about how miraculous the human body is. But one of the ways to keep it healthy so you can be free from disease and heal your body and live an extended life and be uplifted day in and day out is to keep your body detoxified year-round. Because, why? So the secret to vibrant health and youthful vitality is in cleansing the body and mind and then adopting a lifestyle that includes everything I talk about in Uplifted. It's a two-book companion set. The total program is in Uplifted and Wired for High-Level Wellness. And then you adopt a lifestyle that includes the program of positive, grateful thoughts, natural foods, pure water, fresh air, sunshine, exercise, prayer, lots of faith. And when learning to cleanse the body and mind, that will change your life for the better. It's an essential part of healing. And when the body is burdened with toxic waste material, it will be tired. You'll have low immune function. Everyone knows after all the COVID years that we want to keep our immune system functioning at the highest level possible. And Rick, in conclusion, when the body is clean, it can absorb more efficiently the essential nutrients it needs to heal, repair, and maintain good health. So the next time you hear that expression, cleanliness is next to what?
Godliness.
Godliness, yes. Understand, like my grandmother taught me, that it conveys an extremely important aspect of health and rejuvenation. The more cleansed you keep your miraculous body, the more room you'll have to be filled with light. And I know everyone can do this. So you can get all the details on my website and in my two books.
And let's mention the two-book companion set. There are other books there, and once you start looking, you're going to realize, wow, there are over 30 books there, and all of these individually would change my life. If I use a couple of these, I'm really on my way to feeling much, much better and enjoying life much more. Where can they get the books? Where's the, SusanSmithJones.com, the best place to get the two-book companion set?
That's right, and it's a companion set because I didn't want to give you a 600-page book. So I divided Wired for High-Level Wellness has the detox rejuvenation program, the weight loss, the brain health, a lot of recipes, how after 30 days you'll look and feel 10 years younger. And then Uplifted has all the mental, emotional, spiritual health. And they go together really as the perfect two-book set. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to my website. You learn more about them. You get many reviews for the books on my website. And then there's a way to get autographed copies from me. You learn about that on the website. And don't forget to sign up for my free Healthy Living monthly newsletter. Follow me on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. And then catch that detox rejuvenation webinar that I did live on. It's right in the navigation bar under webinars.
There's everything you need to get information, get started, and have a successful body detox and rejuvenation. All that Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, and so much information there. And once you go there, take like 8-9 seconds, sign up for the monthly newsletter. It comes out. It is monthly. It's not like every couple of days you'll get something. It's once a month. You will look forward to it. A wealth of information there, and all of this stored on the website as well, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Excellent program today, as always. We'll do it again next month. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, and I hope everybody go out and celebrate life with a great whole body detox.
It's springtime, cleaning time for your body as well. Information on today's program, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on the program right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.